my friends. Welcome to this morning broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show. We're bringing you guys the latest world news and health research, as we always do every single morning. Hope you guys are having a terrific week so far. A lot of interesting stories that have come about. And if you guys saw the product of the week, you voted it won by a landslide, which it normally does on here. Let me update this. The HGH Stimulate.
Oh, man. That's a great product.
It's back up and running again. U.S. consumer price inflation tumbles to the lowest in 4 years. While today's CPI will be far less relevant, now the entire macro picture has been reset after this weekend's trade truce with the U.S. and China by 115% for 90 days. I mean, this was a big deal. We talked about it earlier this week with the U.S. and China agreeing to significantly roll back tariffs on one another. This is why I told everybody in the markets, I said, just kind of watch this and see what's happening. And don't get too jumpy, especially with people. I know there's a couple companies, and they kind of got themselves caught in a bind because they had products on order that were shipping, because, you know, the transit time from China can be anywhere from, you know, 4 to 6 weeks on a container ship. And then products are showing up at the port, and they're getting hit with this, you know, 125% tariff on stuff that they already ordered.
We talked about this the other day, and now if these tariffs go away, is it going to be a big refund for everybody? What's going to happen?
Yeah.
I mean, these manufacturers are being hit. Their sales are going down, and these retailers that are trying to distribute the products are having to do massive price increases. And the people that are basically get caught in the middle are the consumers.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, we are audio only.
Audio only.
So there's no point smiling at the cameras.
What do I do with myself now?
Okay. Oh, by the way, Mission Impossible is hit. It's astonishing. The final reckoning, described as the pure cinema, as first reactions hit social media. The eighth film in a long-running Tom Cruise spy-led action series hits theaters on May the 23rd, and it says Tom Cruise has done it again. Tom Cruise always seems to do it, Austin.
He's done pretty well. Well, you know why? Because he knows what his target audience and his market wants in a lot of these movies, and they don't want a bunch of, you know, flaming...
Well, DEI, no, you know, flaming DEI participants.
You know what you never see Tom Cruise doing in any of his films? Sitting there smoking a fluted vape.
No, but you know, remember, a lot of people say Tom Cruise is gay. I don't really care. He's a great actor.
Never projected that.
I think he's great. I don't care.
If he is, but I've never seen it.
And here's what it says. It says the eighth film, long-running Paramount Pictures spy action franchise, Final Reckoning, has a lot riding on it for the studio as well as the domestic box office. And listen to this cost. In November 24, the Hollywood Reporter said the project has basically had a budget approaching $400 million. Making it one of the most expensive films ever made. So I'm going to go see that when it comes out next week. It'll be kind of fun. Now, there's a couple of articles here. We're sorry about not having this live here, but the video, a lot of you guys watch us on audio, listen to us on audio anyhow, so it won't make any difference. By the way, people down in Miami are in a quandary. A lot of them have bought vacation residences, and they cannot sell them.
They
are not being booked, and they're not being reserved. And now they're getting stuck with all of these giant mortgages every single month. After years of surging demand due to pandemic real estate boom, Miami, the region's real estate market, is now flooded with listings as desperate homeowners rush to sell off amid soaring costs and vanishing buyers. According to a new report from Cotality, the number of homes for sale across Miami, Broward, and Palm Beach counties has quadrupled, Austin, since hiring the highest levels in nearly a decade. The collapse in demand is much worse than other states due to some unique problems in the area. Panic selling is in, with residents spooked by skyrocketing HOA fees, especially in the wake of the 2021 Surfside condo collapse, as well as soaring insurance premiums fueled by rising climate risks. That's nonsense. They're talking about hurricanes that are being controlled through geoengineering. So that's something that we could easily fix. We saw right now, and I know this is going to be hard for some of you guys to believe, we have the ability to control the weather. We own the weather in the United States. Our military owns the weather. There's no reason for a hurricane to hit anything unless they want it to hit, period. And, you know, I saw that with Puerto Rico, and I've talked to so many people who basically had lived in Puerto Rico, and they've left Puerto Rico, and they said, we still don't believe that hurricane was natural that stopped over us for 3 or 4 days, kind of just chilled out and destroyed our infrastructure and all the rest of it. So
well,
it's crazy.
Well, what's happened, too, now in this market down in Miami is, A, the pandemic boom's over, which I've told everybody not to buy at those peak prices. Everybody thought the fear of missing out bug was going to catch everybody, and it did. And some people, they started paying two and three times what these houses were worth. I told you, the condos that would normally be $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, you had these bidders going and say, we'll give you $300,000, we'll give you $400,000. You're getting these bidding wars for basic condo. You know, oh, no, we got $1 million condo. Now they're trying to sell it for $1 million, and they're getting offers of $300,000 and $400,000.
Well, I mean, they happened in Holland years ago with the tulip wars.
Yep.
You know, they had tulips that were selling for huge amounts of money, thousands of dollars for a bulb, and finally it all collapsed, and everybody got stuck with expensive tulips.
Well, and what's also nobody, a lot of people aren't talking about, is the homeowner's insurance has gotten completely out of control in Florida now.
They said, no, it's out of hand.
I said the average home insurance premium in Florida now is $11,000 annually.
Well, you know, State Farm, as far as I'm concerned, is wretched.
Well, the Florida now, I read the article, it's now surpassed California.
Well, no, it's wretched. I got it. I had a 5-ton air unit, got hit by lightning a year ago, and I had the guy come out, said it's been hit by lightning. He sent an affidavit into State Farm, and hit by lightning. It was covered under insurance. State Farm sent their own guy out and said, oh, it's just wear and tear on the unit, not covered. And I'm like, it's been hit by lightning. The entire capacitor's blown out on it. Nope, can't do it. Not paying for it.
Well,
and they refused.
And what's happened is now a lot of these companies, they've used the excuse of hurricanes to massively bump up their premiums on these houses.
And their deductibles.
And then they don't want it. There's all these exclusions and claims. They don't cover it. And what's happened is they've realized Florida turned into such a boom. Everybody moved down here. They realized the market could bear these prices. And so they've pushed them up. But, I mean, you know, when you're talking about paying almost $1,000 a month for homeowners insurance on an average house in Florida,
it's like the house payment.
Yeah. No, then you're dealing with 6, 7, 8% mortgages on a house that's already overbloated on price. It's losing equity. That's a recipe for disaster with a giant crash looming ahead in Florida. Just my opinion on that. So I told a lot of people, stay out of the housing market a couple of years ago. I said, if you got something, keep it, hold it, rent it, do what you want to do with it. But don't be going in trying to keep flipping up the houses, because you're gonna be stuck without a chair when the music stops eventually.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's what's happening. Oh, by the way, Paul Craig Roberts wrote an excellent article on how our country and its history were stolen from us. Pretty good. It says, dear readers, it's one of the most brilliant essays that I've read in recent years. Donald Jeffries explains that the alienation of Western civilizations from this heritage has resulted in the replacement of statues of identified historical figures, such as Thomas Jefferson. Now, what's interesting, we're talking about that black female and the woke female that's obese sitting up there in Manhattan right now. One of these statues, incredibly enough, was erected in Italy. If anyone tell me what significance any black woman has on Italian history, I want to listen. Maybe Italians covered up on how the black females in their society, cleverly hidden away from the eyes of the world, have manipulated things behind the scenes for eons, kind of like the Illuminati of color. I'm sure Michelangelo and Da Vinci would be proud. Maybe a fat black woman invaded spaghetti, pizza, lasagna. Why not? This is funny. And I'm not trying to be mean to black women. This is what he's saying. Any African-American studies course worth its salt will tell you how suppressed black inventors came up with everything from the toaster to the stoplight. The Italian statue depicts the unknown person of color staring down at her cell phone. In New York City, now there's a 12-foot statue of an obese black woman supporting the distinctive hands on the hip stance that made them so beloved in America 2.0. The first question you should be asked is, why is this curious campaign to install statues of fictional black women? Who started it? Who's behind it? Because I seriously doubt that either leaders in Italy and the Netherlands abruptly determined independent of each other that homage should be paid to a demographic group that has zero historical ties to their country. Now the motivation is obvious: to further promote black people. Well, any black people who aren't questioning the disappropriate power of certain ethnic groups, and that is it. So he goes into detail, says, it's hard to tell. Of course, this show is going to make every black female who listens to our show unbelievably mad. We're not trying to offend you. It's hard to tell how many black female statues there are. A few years back, there were reports of them springing up in Roanoke, Virginia, and South Boston. The statue of Robert E. Lee that stood at the U.S. Capitol was scheduled to be replaced by a 2021 decree in favor of a 16-year-old girl named Barbara Johns, who led a student walkout at Prince Edward County in 1951. This well-organized campaign comes on the heels of laughable propaganda that black women built our United States of America. I mean, it's unbelievable how they, you know, and what they do, they come in. I guess this may be Oprah Winfrey thing. I guess, I don't know. Maybe Oprah Winfrey started pushing this, but I'm speculating that. I have no idea. So statues used to be exclusively for dead historical figures. These obese black women aren't dead. To be fair, being fictitious, they aren't even alive. Because this is really a logical extension of promoting. Now we basically come back to the track. Okay, here's what happened. God, I wish I had a camera right now. Here's what happened. Back in the 40s, okay, they started in the 30s with cultural Marxism. They started promoting unbelievably ugly art as being beautiful to mess up the psychological aspects of people's brains. In other words, that's how they pushed the transgender issue. So we've been dealing with this stuff now for almost 100 years. You have a fork and a spoon welded together, and you go, God, that's stupid.
It's worth $5 million. No, it's abstract art.
Well, no, the craziest thing, this guy had a banana. He threw it up on the counter, right?
Yeah.
And he sold it for art. He got $1 million for the banana, right? And so you think to yourself, this can't be real. Well, it may have been fake news. I don't know. But the point is, it tells you the horrible aspect of how people have been lied to. And here's what he says, because this is CIA stuff. This is Sabbatean Kabbalist, Luciferian Synagogue of Satan stuff. The same boys who took down Building 7, because they want you to believe that a tranny can be a beautiful woman, okay, which they can't. This is they're a man dressed like a woman. There's a logical extension of promoting ugly art and declaring it beautiful. We now know that the CIA was financing putrid artists like Jackson Pollock and convinced the always malleable public that glorified finger painting was modern art.
Yep.
What do you see in that square? Just a completely devious agenda to destroy a culture. And they succeeded. Where are the real artists today? The ones that could do better than giant Afro pics and fat black women? If we were to judge our civilization by its present art, we'd have to say that we are no longer even civilized. The same goes for architecture, aesthetically pleasing. Ugly eyesores littering the landscape. He's right about that. How could they have been built far more beautiful buildings 100 years ago? Why are we developing every aspect of our culture? Why don't you believe in God? There's no spiritual element to your art. The divine spark is what makes it special. Now, he's right, because what happens, Austin, when you have something unbelievably hideous and people go, oh, wow, that looks great, you know, and everybody starts saying, oh, that looks great, you start believing the lie. I remember years ago with Starship, with the Starship Enterprise, it was with Captain Jack John Picard. He basically got taken into this prison center, and they were torturing him by Romulans. You guys may remember that episode if you watched it, which you probably did not, and because it's like 40 years ago now. But what was interesting about it was they started torturing him, and they started asking him these questions over and over again. If he didn't give them the right answer, and he knew the answer was incorrect, if they did not pretend like the answer was incorrect, they would shock him. And they finally rescued him, and he finally said, I finally started to realize that they had programmed me and that I was starting to see what they said as truth.
Yeah.
That's what they've done here. So when you say something like we're saying about this today, suddenly it's like, okay, here's a problem. If you don't see it, we're gonna shadow ban you. We're going to stop you from getting hits on your show. We're going to freeze your film internet this morning, or your internet this morning, so you can't have any video. We're going to do whatever we have to so we can stop you. And you think, well, wait a minute, I don't want to be stopped. I just want to tell people the truth. Well, but, you know, it's crazy.
And, you know, you see this stuff, and I wish I had visuals right now on this. But you look at, like, some of the old Gothic cathedral art.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Right. But, and then you look at a lot of the stuff now.
It's hideous.
It's all this super, super just weird block.
Look at the subdivisions across the street from us. The most ugly homes.
They're the most soulless houses. They really are. There's three different floor plans. Different floor plans. And then they flip them every three houses. Yeah. They go one, two, three, flip, one, two, three. I've got, you look at them. And I walked in this house when they were building. There's three floor plans. They do three, then they flip them. So they're on the opposite side.
And they're hideous.
Yeah.
And the problem is where. And see, it doesn't cost that much more to change the architecture. It's the same amount of material.
It's just a little bit more of a nicety. I mean, there's stuff that I've seen that I told you. I went into some of the subdivisions, and I mean, they had single pane glass. Yeah. But a bunch of houses had the windows broken out. I mean, they're mid construction. They were just dried in. You literally tap on it with a ring on your finger, it breaks the window.
And then they got 6-inch overhangs.
Yeah.
Six inch. And then the reason they do that is to save plywood and shingles. The problem is the walls stay wet all the time when it rains, and there's no eavesdrip. And then pretty soon you start having mold issues.
The biggest problem, and I fought with the city commissioners on this, because this is 100% the city commissioner and the county commissioner's fault on this, is they allowed the developers to appeal 6-foot setbacks in the subdivisions, and they approved it. 6-foot setbacks are one of the biggest, hideous, most unbelievably ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
You could jump from roof to roof.
When you're in an area like we're at, where there's tens of thousands of acres in every direction, all the way down to Alturas, and it's all old orange groves, there's no reason to go in and have 6-foot setbacks in a subdivision. Mm-hmm. To where if you literally walk out your side door, if you slightly trip and stumble, you will bonk your head on your neighbor's wall immediately upon falling.
Or it's fencing.
Or it's you couldn't even put fencing because you can't get a mower in the back.
That's true.
There's a 3-foot, there's 6-foot setback. There's 3-foot off the property line. That's it. 6 foot from house to house.
Oh, I thought it was 6 foot to the property line.
No, you can almost, on my arm span, can almost touch each house over there. That new one they just
put
in.
How do you put gates in?
You can't put anything in. You put a gate in, you have a 3 foot walkway.
Unbelievable.
And so it's embarrassing to see this happen. But one good thing, speaking of embarrassment, the EPA, in their infinite stupidity, they're starting to come back now and saying the engine start-stop systems in cars that everyone hates, they're kind of starting to roll back now. So the Trump administration is taking aim at automatic engine start-stop system technology installed in millions of vehicles to allegedly reduce fuel use. The EPA signals plans to roll back incentives for this feature. What they did was they said the start-stop technology where your car dies at every red light or stop sign, so companies get a climate participation trophy, they're pulling this back. There was really no point in this. The only time I've seen this actually useful is if you're in like really, really heavy traffic for a while and you're going to be stationary for an extended period of time and it turns off.
Yeah, Florida gets hot in a car.
Florida's hot. It's some of these systems. Like I remember I had a Jeep Wrangler. I had a 2018. It was the new JL when they came out. And they had just implemented the start-stop system on this 2018 JL. And it was one of the most ridiculous features. You had to go down underneath the button to try to push it and turn it off. It came on every time you started the vehicle. And I'm not exaggerating. When you rolled up to a stop sign, the very moment your tire stopped moving, the vehicle would shut off. I mean, every stop sign, shut off, shut off. And it reached a point it'd creep you out because you think the car was dying every time. Everywhere you drove it, red light, stop sign, you came to a stop in a parking lot, it would turn off. And finally, I had a guy that I knew that did tuning on it. He tuned it out of it. So it stayed off all the time unless I wanted to push the button to turn it on, which I never did. And it was an absolute abomination. And apparently they fixed them a little bit better now. But the whole point of it is it burns the starters up.
No.
It wears the engines out.
Yeah, it does.
The engines aren't designed to start 50, 60 times on a 20-minute commute.
Well, you think about it for a second. So, okay, I'm going to drive and I'm going to save myself 20 gallons of gas in a year with this thing doing this.
I'm being generous,
okay? So I'm going to save 20 gallons of gas at $3 a gallon. Okay, I'm going to save $60, okay? So at the end of 3 years, I've saved $180.
Yeah.
Okay? That's max. You're not going to save any more,
yeah.
Okay? Probably it's
quarter of that.
Okay? But here, so I save $180. Suddenly, I'm driving, you know, I bought a used Cadillac Escalade.
Yeah.
Which I have never owned a used Cadillac Escalade, but I still say I did.
I have. Horrible decision.
Oh, my
I
God.
Bought it years ago wholesale. So it lived in the shop until I finally wholesaled it back out. It was 2016. I would never buy one.
Horrible cars. Horrible resale values.
Oh, gosh.
And horrible maintenance. And the problem with it, horrible expenses for cost repair.
Well, no. And I had the full warranty on mine, that extended warranty on mine, so I was covered on it. After 6 months, I was like just.
I remember the thing lived in the shop.
It lived in the shop.
I remember they had to change the entire electrical harness out on that thing.
It was nothing but one giant problem.
But here's the problem.
Anyways.
So you saved your $180. You take the car in. He goes, we got to put a new starter in it.
Yeah,
I'm speculating.
Starter
shot's going to be $600 for the starter, $600 for labor, blah blah blah. You're like, it's $1,200. Oh, by the way, the gear inside of the engine that turns from the starter is bad too. That's going to be another $1,800 or $2,000 or $3,000. So it's going to be a $4,000, $5,000 repair bill. But by golly, you saved that $180
in fuel,
and now you're like, what the heck was that all about? And that's the problem with these things, especially when you get the high-end cars like Cadillacs or even a Corvette. You're going to have a problem taking – think about this. You got a rear-engine Corvette that's turning off and on constantly.
Yeah.
How do you even get to the starter in that thing? A lot of these cars, you have to completely disassemble the bottom of the vehicle to get to the starter.
Yeah. And what's happened is now – and this is why I'm so glad the EPA is getting reined back like a dog because they're just out of control. The issue you've run into with the EPA is that they come up – with these unbelievably stupid ideas. And the problem is
bad ideas factory.
They do. They go to the bad ideas factory. They, you know, smoke some metaphorical crack. Then they come out and go, this is a brilliant idea. We're mandating it on every vehicle to be produced. They don't do any research on the longevity, the repair cost, the maintenance, what it's going
to do. They don't care.
They don't care. They don't care when it's going to go out, if it goes out after the warranty goes out. They don't care about anything. They go, this is the new mandate because it's going to save – what did it say here? It said – this estimated start-stop system reduces carbon dioxide emissions by 1.2% total.
I don't believe that.
I don't even believe that at all. That's their numbers they come in. And then they do is they say these numbers, and they come back 10 years later, and they go, well, it wasn't very accurate. It hasn't done anything. And the increased cost of maintenance and repairs on the vehicles has gone up $1 billion over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So we're gonna just rein this back and pretend like we didn't do it. This stuff has to stop with the EPA mandating stuff across. And here's the issue too: you have different aspects of climate on vehicles. What works on a vehicle in Montana is going to be the same in Florida. I know you got to change different oil spectrum as far as oil weights in different vehicles when you go up north. Yes. So this is just stupid with these guys, and the EPA needs to be just arrested.
Oh, by the way, this is an interesting article. Trump and envoy and real reveals NATO troop deployment plans for Ukraine. Yeah, this Ukraine thing is just not going away.
No.
This is Paul Craig Roberts again. I've been wondering if the Trump regime's peace negotiations are sincere. The plan revealed by Trump's envoy Keith Kellogg indicates that the negotiations are not sincere. It could result in World War III. So why was Kellogg supported or arranged a joint statement of foreign ministers of France, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain, etc., basically for Ukraine? It's certainly not the demilitarization of Ukraine the Kremlin requires, and the protection by NATO forces. Here we go. Is the same as being a member of NATO. Putin has bought upon his Russia by his and foreign ministers' continuous bleeding for a negotiated settlement for more than 3 years. He's avoided a military victory. Putin's failure to prepare for a conflict with West Ukraine and his withholding of military victory has produced a dangerous situation. Now, I'm going to stop this for 1 second because I disagree with Paul Craig Roberts about this repeatedly on this is why Putin has not gone in and just beaten these people and won this war. Putin has been told what to do with this. Putin is probably a high-level Masonic leader in Russia, as Stalin was. And so when we realize that the people that are running this are all working together for the same guys behind the curtain who took down Building 7, we start to realize that we need to have weapons trafficking out of Ukraine. If Putin had stopped this within the first 60 days, which he could have done, we wouldn't have billions and hundreds of billions of dollars of weapons trafficking around the world. People forget that Putin is a billionaire. Yeah. He keeps his girlfriend with his kids in Switzerland. He keeps them out of Russia.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah. And that, whether he has one girlfriend or two, I have no idea. But the point is he's got his kid and everything else in Switzerland. So Putin is basically hedging everything against what the world order wants him to do, including the promotion of the Orthodox Church in Russia, which I love when he does that. But remember what they say, and Otto Kahn said in the article that I've read so many times, the Luciferian Synagogue of Satan Kabbalists, Sabbateans, control both sides of the narrative, including peace and war, including Democrats and Republicans. Everything's controlled by these international banking cartels, these oligarchs, these bloodline families, and they do it from behind the scenes. They don't want you to know who they are because once they get out from behind the curtain, everybody looks at them and go, uh-oh, that's what happened to Jeffrey Epstein. Now they've got videotape of his mansion. They got videotape of the dental chair in his bathroom and all the rest of these crazy things that he was doing with these young girls. No telling what he did with the perversion that he was in. But the thing about it is I told somebody just the other day, I still don't believe that Jeffrey Epstein is dead.
No, no.
He was Mossad. Ghislaine was Mossad. Her father was Mossad. And basically, her father is basically buried on the Mount of Olives in Israel.
And I'm still honestly surprised that she ended up getting convicted and they didn't find some way to...
We don't even know if she's in prison or if it's a body double.
That's true.
We have no idea.
There have been rumors. I don't know about her, but there have been rumors before of people going to prison for other people.
Oh, yeah.
If they get paid, you know, we're going to pay you this, and your family's going to get paid, and you're going to go to prison for 10 or 20 years, and everybody's going to be taken care of, and that's the deal. But you're right, though. The whole thing with Russia and Ukraine, the extension of this has been going on has been outlandish, and it's ironic, because I told you guys.
This is Russia. They could wipe Ukraine out in weeks.
It wasn't a coincidence that we finally pull out of Afghanistan over 20 years. That war's finally over because fentanyl's now.
No, they don't need the heroin anymore.
Heroin's not necessarily needed over there as much anymore. At the end of 2021, then suddenly we have this conflict in Ukraine in 2022 spool up. It's been there for years, but suddenly it becomes this massive global conflict.
Eisenhower said one thing correctly, because I can't stand Eisenhower. He said, beware the military-industrial complex.
Now, think Lockheed Martin and Raytheon, their shares went down after Afghanistan. So everybody knew they weren't doing contracts anymore over there. And all of a sudden, we needed another contract for them to start fulfilling, to start making billions and billions of dollars. And sure enough, and you made a valid point. You said a second ago, you said Ukraine's getting the benefits and support of NATO without being part of NATO. And they really have. They're getting all the perks. They're getting all the weapons. All the money, all the support from the countries, but they're not part of NATO. So at what point in time does everybody go, okay, we're done with this? And the answer is it'll deem so whenever Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, the top five contractors, decide we have another conflict somewhere else and Ukraine's just done with. That's my opinion because they're not going to let this go. This has become way too lucrative. Way too lucrative.
Well, I remember when Eisenhower had his death camps in Germany after World War II, and he let millions of German troops starve to death and behind barbed wire wouldn't feed them. We didn't really hear much about that until after that had occurred.
Correct.
And so all of these people are being run by the same piper. You know, they have the Pied Piper from hell, and they're basically following him right into their own destruction. It's interesting to me in the book of Isaiah, chapter 15, it starts talking about these leaders, and I've talked about this before on the show, are basically in hell. And they're sitting in hell. They don't know what to do. And also Lucifer shows up in hell with them all chained up.
Yeah.
And he goes, wait a minute. You're not supposed to be down here with us. What is going on with this? I mean, you're supposed to be the one who gets us out of this place. And the problem is that these entities that run this planet, all they do is lie. You know, I've read multiple books on this as far as when they actually capture one of these things, they say it never stops lying. It lies about everything. And so it's interesting to me that they're the liars. They're the father was the liar, and Jesus called them out in the book of John. Now, here's another interesting article. It says, can the annual theft of $521 billion from the federal budget be stopped? Democrat, remember now, Doge has been stopped. You know, you don't hear anything else about Doge, Austin.
Yeah, I know.
They were discovering all of this stuff, and all of a sudden, Elon Musk starts getting hammered. His Tesla shares go way down. All of a sudden, he don't want to be doing this anymore. And suddenly, he basically gets sent away or whatever they're going to do with him in the White House. It says that the fact that the Democrats and judges are so determined to keep migrant invaders from being deported should tell us something. We should also learn something about all the foreign names of Democratic politicians and judges. Foreign names of Democratic politicians and judges. The camp of the saints has deeply advanced into America. The Democrats have made it clear they intend to rule us in behalf of the millions of immigrant invaders the Democrats have intentionally brought into our country. Yesterday, I was watching Fox News while I was getting my hair cut, and it was an interesting press briefing. And now the government is offering all of these illegal immigrants $1,000 apiece to voluntarily leave.
I saw that.
And then they said something that was absolutely staggering to me. They said that every deportation cost the American taxpayers $17,000.
I saw that too.
What the heck?
$17,000, bro. I mean, that the average income in the United States was like $40,000 a year.
No, wait a minute. So we've got
we've got
20 million people we want to ship out at $17,000 a pop. That's going to bankrupt the United States. Just getting rid of them. Well, of course, the United States already is bankrupt.
It's too criminal money. It was fine.
That's what bothers me and boggles me. I know I have a friend of mine. He works as an athletic director at a university, and they were going to expand the baseball field they had built.
Yep.
And the bids came in at about $270,000 just to move fencing and to put some field dirt in. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he called me up and he goes, what do you think about this? Because he's asking me because he knows I do a lot of construction. I said, well, I've got a contractor who's legit, who's honest. And so he came over and gave him a bid for $60,000 instead of $270,000. And I thought to myself, and he goes, wow, how does he do it for, you know, $200,000 less? And I said, he's not ripping you off.
Right.
What happens is in these institutions, they get ripped off because nobody in those institutions knows anything about construction. And a lot of times, a lot of these institutions basically have used the same contractor for years and years and years, and they don't think about getting alternative bids. Now, why in the world can't we look at that and say, why do we need to find people for $17,000? I mean, I'll be more than happy for a couple $1,000 to export any single illegal alien in the world. We'll basically run into a neighborhood, run up a big net, block all the exits and entrances.
Yes.
No. Think about this.
Well, Florida's been doing it right.
I had a friend of mine years ago. His name was John. I'm not going to mention his last name. He built a huge home in here. In fact, it was sold as one of the most expensive homes in the history of Polk County. It was on 40 acres on the water. And he built this huge mansion on it. And so he had like a half mile of pavers put in.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one day they're having these pavers getting put in and ice shows up.
I remember that.
Remember that? They scattered to the wind. They were running through the orange groves. They were running out in the lake. They were
That's
trying
like
to swim across.
Rural
the,
out here.
Yeah. That, they were trying to swim across the lake. Their entire crew disappeared. Okay? So what I'm saying is that we have all of these illegals in the United States right now. If they're providing a useful service and they're actually working and they're not taking jobs away from Americans, okay, whatever, they can stay. But these guys that want to sit here on our welfare programs, it's unbelievable, Austin.
Well, the problem is they're getting support. This is a new study, a new story just came out. Federal grand juries indicted Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. She's been charged with helping illegal immigrants evade ICE when federal agents showed up to her courtroom last month. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Dugan, 26, was indicted on May 13th after a hearing that lasted through the day. She was charged with obstructing a federal agency as well as concealing persons to prevent arrest from taking place. She's faced up to 6 years in prison and, well, a $350,000 fine. She was a doggone county judge And apparently illegals were in her court for something, and ICE showed up, immigration enforcement showed up, and she helped them leave the courtroom, basically had bailiffs get them out of there so they didn't get arrested, and basically stopped the federal agents from arresting them.
Well, you know, when we have stuff like this happening, people being arrested for this who are judges, it's going to tighten them up.
Oh, yeah. With then Florida, we have the complete opposite. Florida State Troopers, FHP. Anyways, federally credentialed to arrest illegal immigrants on their own now.
FHP.
Florida officials announced 1,800 state highway patrol troopers are the first in the country to receive federal credentials under Immigration and Customs Enforcement, allowing them to arrest illegal immigrants on their own.
Now there'll be no living with them, Austin.
Gosh.
They're bad enough as it is.
And there's some good FHP guys out there, but there's a joke in Florida. When FHP, if you get pulled over, you're pretty much getting a ticket. It's just the way it goes.
And they ticket other cops.
They will ticket. Well, the thing is, because they're one of the highest jurisdiction law enforcement state in Florida.
They have those blue lights.
I mean, they can arrest county officers if they want. Great, they usually don't do it because that's a whole.
They get in trouble. I got a funny story. I haven't told this story yet.
Okay.
This is a funny story. I'm driving a Trans Am. This is back when. This had the big chicken on the hood.
A big chicken.
It was like a Phoenix, I guess, but we called it the chicken on the hood. And I had this Trans Am. It was a white one, and it had the chicken on the hood, and it was nice. And I mean, it was not very fast at 220 horsepower, but it was a really good looking car. I thought it was for the day.
They were
and time.
Great looking back then.
And he was like Smokey and the Bandit. I got me one of these, right? And so I'm driving on Interstate 4. Now I'm coming back from Tampa, and all of a sudden I see a Florida wildlife officer. This is a funny story, and so I think to myself, well, he can't give me a ticket. He's an alligator cop.
LFWC.
Oh, yeah. And so I zipped on around him. And, boy, here he comes, blue lights on.
Oh, yeah.
And so I didn't know any better. I was just joking around him. I said, I thought you were an alligator cop. I didn't think you'd pull me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. He looked at me. He pulled a ticket book out that had never been used.
Brand new.
I was the first person opening it for me. And he writes me a ticket. He says, I'm writing you a ticket, boy. And I'm like, I didn't think you could do that. I can arrest anybody in the state of Florida.
FWC's right below federal agents. Yeah.
I had no idea. Now, he didn't want to give me a ticket because he didn't want to bother with it.
Yeah.
So then I had to take a class and keep the points off my record and all that kind of stuff. That was before ticket clinic.
Yeah, I found that too, though, is they can actually operate across state lines as well if something happens as far as with animals. So let's say you're having a gator, this issue, somebody's poaching and it's going across into Georgia. They have jurisdiction across state lines.
I remember
FWC's arrested.
I've got a friend of mine who's a prosecutor, and he basically had they arrested this guy for having a fishing net that was like a quarter inch too big.
So petty.
I'm not going to talk about who the person was.
So petty.
No. And finally, my friend who's this prosecutor, he finally ended up just take the net and be done with it. We're not going to arrest her for this. It's ridiculous. You know, but they were so petty. But they have the authority to do that.
Well, it's some of it. Like I said, they have a specific, especially with poaching and stuff like that and trespassing on private property. They have a really good job as far as maintaining order of that, but sometimes they get out of control. I know one of my buddies, he's also two, works up there, and he said they arrested one guy, multiple felonies, for illegal poaching because he had a rifle in his truck while they were spotlighting a deer. Didn't shoot the deer, didn't discharge a firearm towards the deer, but because they found him in this area spotlighting a deer with the headlights and they had a firearm on them, they arrested him for it. Eventually, the charge ended up getting dropped. But they said FWC, they were just in a bad mood. They just that's
you
know, it.
When you get if you get stopped by these wildlife people, just be don't call them an
be
alligator
nice.
Cop.
Yeah,
be
don't,
nice.
Don't do that. Be respectful.
Oh, by the way, listen. Oh, go ahead. What's your
this? I want to tie into this because we didn't cover this last week. It goes back to what you're talking about with Russia and Ukraine. There's a little sneaky side piece that they're doing now with Israel and the United States. So you know how United States allegedly kind of like stopped our funding of everything as far as with Ukraine. Listen to this now. U.S. Patriot missile systems that we sent to Israel, Israel's now sending them to Ukraine.
Because Israel wants to run the world, bud.
More U.S. Patriot missile intercepts are taken out of storage in Israel and sent to Ukraine. The Patriot missile systems were sent, shipped off to the Jewish states. And now, basically, Israel's sending 90 Patriot launchers now to Ukraine.
And these Patriot launchers have more than one missile.
Oh, it says Patriot Defense Systems, which the U.S. initially gave to Ukraine, is a mobile intercept surface-to-air missile system that targets, destroys enemy rocket fire before its intended target. The Patriot systems were replaced by Israel's own missile defense setups, including in the Iron Dome. So it's ironic now. Israel gets their other stuff from the other funding. Now their Patriot missile systems, they don't need anymore. Now they're transferring all the weapons to Ukraine. It's just.
Are we going to go there today?
No, we're not. Okay. Anyways, next story.
Alien Enemies Act upheld by federal judge. Deportation of gang members is okay. This is a good story. Federal Judge Stephanie Haynes of the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Pennsylvania has upheld President Donald Trump's use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport illegal alien gang members, ruling that the use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport criminal gang members is lawful. The deportations can continue. This is a significant victory reinforcing national security efforts and border control measures. Really happy about this. Now, of course, it'll be appealed again and again and again by these Democrats who are probably on, along with a bunch of Republicans, I will say, on Jeffrey Epstein's list, which we never get to see. We have no timeline for basically the release of the Jeffrey Epstein list, according to Pam Bondi now. So we're part of that. So what do you think about that, bud?
Oh, no, it's the pro and con of the judicial system in the United States, the legal system. It's because you can sit there and you can appeal stuff and you can get extensions, and you can continuous, you can drag stuff down the road for years and years and years and years, and it can go both ways. It can go both directions. So this is part of it. Also, too, this is interesting. The FDA says it's planning to remove a lot of fluoride drugs from children's products in the market now.
It's like Prozac.
Listen to this. This is fun. This is just ironic to me. The FDA plans to remove ingestible prescription drugs for children that contain any fluoride. They said the ingestible products have been leaked to serious issues. This FDA, after decades of fluoride, they go, the best way to prevent cavities in children is by avoiding excessive sugar intake and good dental hygiene, not by altering the children's microbiome. For the same reason that fluoride kills bacteria in the teeth, it also kills intestinal bacteria, important for children's health. Where has this been in the FDA for the last 30 years?
I've been saying this for 30 years.
No, we all have.
No.
Where has this been for the last 30 years?
Well, they knew about it.
Well, you know why now? And I talked to a buddy about this the other day. He was in the health industry. RFK Jr. is writing up such a stir right now with all these health departments. A lot of these individuals now, these commissioners with the FDA and other groups.
Retiring.
Well, they're retiring, but they're also taking a step back and going, I don't want to be associated with this stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come out now. Oh, by the way, I told you fluoride was bad. I told you we need to get it out of the market.
Got a movie. I got a movie.
You got a movie.
I got a
What's
movie.
What's the movie?
Shooter. Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah, Shooter.
They're on top of the mountain over there in Montana. And the guy, and the senator shows up in his own helicopter, who's involved with all these shenanigans, right? And all of a sudden, he's got a tape of them killing a whole bunch of people in the Horn of Africa, okay, from the guy who did it. And he takes the tape, and he throws it on the ground, and he pours lighter fluid on it. The guy, Mark Wahlberg, does, and he burns it.
Yeah.
And he goes, this is plutonium. No one touches it and lives.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's like this fluoride thing now. They don't want to be near this. They want to get rid of the fact that they did this because they know the research from Harvard and everybody else shows this stuff is a neurotoxin.
Yep.
And so they're like, well, we probably need to get rid of this now. How many times have I told you guys, my listeners and my friends who listen to the show every day, if you get anything from Health Masters, get our toothpaste.
Yeah.
You get, well, why would you say toothpaste? I mean, wouldn't you rather have us buy a vitamin? Well, yeah, I'd rather have you buy a toothpaste and a vitamin, right? But the reality is the fluoride in your toothpaste is so poisonous, that's a really good place to start. It really is.
The problem is that the negative effects of fluoride build with higher doses, and that's the problem what they've done
your
now.
Your teeth fall
is
out.
They've put it, yeah, they put it in the mouthwash, they put it in the toothpaste, and they put it in the water supply, which thank goodness in Florida, we have removed it by July 1st. It will be illegal to add fluoride to the water supply in the state of Florida.
You know how nice it's going to be now to be able to drink, you know, water in a restaurant without having to buy bottled water.
As long
to
as
avoid
it's been run
fluoride.
Through a filter, reverse osmosis,
chlorine out of it, it's good.
Chlorine's out of it, you're good. Chlorine's easy to take out of the water. Fluoride is not.
Fluoride is not. Oh, by the way, here's an interesting article, and it talks about MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, and it's talking about who's the perpetrator of the greatest ruse in American presidential history by staging the Biden presidency will never tell us what their ultimate goal was and agenda was. And this is by Victor Hansen. One baseline truth in the current American life is that our bodily well-being gets worse as the so-called healthcare industry gets larger. Talking FDA now. In other words, the bigger it gets, the worse, the sicker we get. It is now 17.6% of the economy, the GDP. That's why they push people getting sick, Austin, because it makes hundreds of billions of dollars a year in treatment protocols. And it goes, Mr. Trump's initial nominee for Surgeon General, Dr. Janet Nowitzki, has pulled last week just before her scheduled Senate confirmation because she went to a med school in a tiny Caribbean island of the St. Martin. But she was a huge advocate and COVID vaccine cheerleader.
Yep.
So they yoked her now, which leads directly to a glaring quandary in President Trump's current order of business. He has avoided engagement with the whole COVID fiasco that unspooled in the last year of his term. Now, it is the opinion of this blog that Mr. Trump was played on COVID by blob-marshaled experts Anthony Fauci and the unbelievably nauseating Deborah Brix. I can't stand that woman.
Her stupid scarf.
Sorry, ladies who were scarfed. I mean, she looked ridiculous. Who led the White House COVID team and then snookered the president in Operation Warp Speed, appealing to his vanity to play the superhero. You could surmise that the COVID operation was hatched to run Mr. Trump out of office by enabling epic election fraud, making a chump of him. That's very well said, by the way.
That is partially true, in my opinion.
Okay. Other aspects of the COVID hairball, and it was a hairball that had to cough it up, are now finally getting unraveled, such as the lab origin issue and Dr. Fauci, who belongs in prison, in my opinion, and the vast operations to fund bioweapons. But the awful subject of the COVID vaccines and all the monkey business around their development and deployment remains taboo. Even as Trump 2.0 sets records in smashing bureaucratic idols and radically shifting all sorts of policy, for instance, today's monumental move to lower drug costs by 80% using the most favored nation policy, which ties U.S. drug price to lowest price by other companies, is great. But the COVID vaccine shots loom over the land like an ominous toxin that no one wants to talk about. The evidence has mounted steadily that shots were ineffective and deeply harmful to many of the people who took them, especially those who got multiple boosters. Yep. We've seen that with blood clots and heart attacks. The result apparently is a shocking rise in rare and aggressive cancers, immune system dysfunction, damage to the heart and blood vessels, neurological disorders, and much more. The CDC under Joe Biden worked desperately to hide all of that, but it came out anyway because it was too big to hide. There were millions dying and dead.
They needed everybody to get the shot first before the truth came out.
Before they all started dying. That's why they hid the data. 81% of the U.S. population submitted to COVID vaccine shots.
Over 75. Over three-quarters of the population.
That's like 300 million people took it. So you could suppose that all would be extremely touchy matter to admit all the scary information to the public arena would likely set off a political fire. You can see why Mr. Trump will avoid getting near it. Likewise, sooner or later, Bobby Kennedy Jr. will have to make some kind of stand on COVID vaccines, namely stopping the shots altogether.
We don't have the video. Yeah.
Whatever you think of the childhood vaccine schedule as a red hot issue, it seems quite insane that the COVID shot is still on the shot as young as 6 months old. So the nominee for Surgeon General is one Casey Means of a brother or sister team, Callie and Casey Means, known primarily for food safety advocate sidekicks to Bobby Kennedy. The Means were already under some suspicion for rising too rapidly into prominence from out of nowhere since the summer of 2024 when Mr. Kennedy began to swing over to the Trump campaign. They were suspected and criticized as the shills for some sort of sinister alliance between Silicon Valley, Big Pharma, and the U.S.
Exactly
intel blob. Yeah, so I'm going to let you guys read the rest of this.
This just came out today. This is what I want to cover. This is a huge announcement. Last week on the Hagmann Show, I went into detail on Wednesday. Doug asked me what's one of the most important things that needs to be addressed right now. And I said, honestly, in health, it is getting the COVID-19 experimental RNA shot off the childhood shot schedule for what it's going to do to the
You're kids. Right. You're right.
I said, this is one of the biggest things right now to address on. Dr. Marty Makary, who is now the current commissioner of the FDA, he is a new boy in charge. He's such a new man in charge. He said, there's something that needs to be discussed right now in an interview yesterday. He said, whether or not the COVID vaccine will remain on the childhood vaccination schedule. You're going to see an announcement here very soon. We're reviewing all the scientific data. Listen to this. Makary told Kirk there is no available evidence at the time that supports giving healthy children COVID-19 vaccine doses. The evidence does not exist. So we're not going to rubber stamp things at the FDA. I don't think you're going to see the CDC keep pushing the COVID shot. He said, we expressed concerns about joining the agency about vaccinating children with no data from randomized controlled trials. He says there's no good control data that the current version of the COVID shot is necessary for any young, healthy children whatsoever. They were saying they're meeting with a panel now with RFK Jr. and numerous other individuals, essentially on May 22nd. It says the FDA's meet to discuss the advisors, to discuss the vaccine updates from COVID. Novavax is saying it plans to participate in the meeting. Pfizer, Moderna have not responded to any queries on it. The group said on the site that essentially this vaccine needs to be pulled off the market as far as the FDA commissioner now.
You know,
this is huge, by the way.
You know, I'm going to say something.
This will be the first time this happened.
No, I know. Well, this will be the beginning of it.
Yes.
Okay, they're going to start pulling more off because 76 shots is ludicrous.
It's insane.
Okay, so stupid. Okay, but because they had like 76 shots of that childhood vaccine schedule. But here's the thing that I've learned over the years. There are certain people out there that you can't talk to this stuff about.
Right.
Now, I'm just going to be real with you guys because I'm always real with you guys. There's certain people that are so convinced of vaccines and so convinced of big pharma and so brainwashed by the media that they're going to argue with you no matter what. Now, here's what I say to you about people like that. Just avoid them.
Well, here's the concept that you have to, if you look at everything from an outside standpoint, I understand the efficacy and the factoring in and how it works of immunizations. If you take a dead measles virus, you inject it in the body, and the body produces antibodies to it, okay? The concept of it is effective in many cases.
It's structurally sound. It's scientifically sound.
It's scientifically sound. The problem with it is we don't have any clean immunizations.
Full of mercury.
They don't exist.
And aluminum and adjuvants.
They've got polysorbate 80. They have aborted fetal
tissue. Peanut oil.
Right. So if they want to come in and they want to say some of the key viruses, like measles, we're restructuring this vaccine.
Or chickenpox.
We're restructuring them now. We're going to look at them, and we're going to make them unbelievably clean. They're going to be non-GMO, an organic vaccine or immunization, if that's even possible, so to speak. And we're going to do this for the best interest and health of the population to try to make sure we look at these viruses and we handle them as cleanly as possible. I will be open to a very direct conversation with that topic.
Well, here's the biggest problem you've got. Say, let's say you have to have this for, you know, a picogram, you know, we'll do it. Or whatever, or a milligram, or let's say make it milligram. Yeah. A milligram of the dead virus will do it, which doesn't take that much. They don't want to do that. They want to put a hundredth of a milligram in.
Right.
And the reason they do that is to save money. So they use what's called adjuvants, which causes a massive inflammation at the injection site.
Yep.
And that's what causes a lot of the brain swelling.
That's why there's no need to have open aluminum in these shots at all, but they put it in there on a regular basis as an adjuvant.
Well, and plus as an adjuvant and also as a sterilant. And so the whole thing is a real mess with vaccines and how they – and the reason this has happened because Reagan signed that vaccine.
That's exactly right.
But you know, I want to share this verse from you out of the Bible real quick. It's Titus 3:9. And I'm talking now about working with people, trying to get people to change and give their opinion to you, et cetera, which turns into giant fights with the family. Okay, it does. It turns into giant fights with your friends, your family. And it says, this saying is trustworthy. I want you to emphasize these things so that those who have believed God will take care to devote themselves to good deeds. These people are excellent and profitable for the people. And I'm going to paraphrase the rest of it. But avoid foolish controversies, arguments, and quarrels, because these things are pointless and worthless. And it says, reject the device of man after a first and second admonition. And what that means is this, and I paraphrase part of that, is that when someone wants to get into an argument with you about something that you know is true, just avoid it. Because honestly, you can say, I'll send you some information, you can read about it and see what you think. But don't just sit there and try to debate, because what is going to happen is, unless they're ready to hear you, unless they have ears to hear and eyes to see, they will not listen and they will not turn and they will not be healed and they will not get better, period. They won't listen. I've learned this the hard way. You know, this is why we get so frustrated, me in Austin. You know, it used to be people would call something and say, I need you to call my neighbor's brother, plumber, sister, who basically has a health problem.
but I'm being facetious now.
And you're like, but they don't know who I am. Well, you need to call them up. They'll listen to you. No, they won't. No, they won't. So I did that in the beginning. I called up my neighbor's brother's, sister's, plumber's, friend, or whatever it was, and they said, who are you? I don't want to talk to you, click.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, great. That worked great.
Well, no, and then the biggest one, that's why I told everybody I don't do third-party consults.
That's what it is.
I do the exact same thing, and I've told people.
I warned you, too.
Yeah, and I'd get emails. Emails became much more prevalent when I basically, you know, was doing all operations at the office, and people would send me emails and say, hey, you know, my sister's having this health problem. I need you to send me a full regiment protocol, and I need you to send her an email, let her know all the stuff she needs to do. And I said, I'll be happy to help your sister out in any way she needs it. Have her give me a call. Here's my 1-800 number. Have her give me a direct call. I'll talk to her on the phone, basically, and give her all the information, advice I know. Well, she doesn't want to talk on the phone. I need you to give me all the information so I can relay it to her.
Nope.
And I said, sorry, I'm not going to do that. I did that for years in the beginning.
I told you.
And it was a complete and total waste of energy. Now, I became busier and I became more involved with good customers and basically all the aspects of the company.
80-20 rule, buddy.
I couldn't do it. I physically ran out of time and energy. And I thought, all I'm doing is wasting my time with these people. Or then they'd buy all these products for their sister. Then they send them back in 30. She doesn't want to take them. She refused to take them. I said, why'd you buy them in the first place? I told you not to buy them. She didn't want them. Well, I thought I could make her take them. Let me say this very clearly.
They want for that. Now they want a refund.
You can't force anyone to do anything against their will, especially take supplements or change their diet or stop putting things in their body. Somebody has to make changes because they want to make the change themselves. Period, 100% of the time. So again, if you got somebody that wants to change, they're interested in change, they want to get better health, we're happy to help them. Give us your phone number, 1-800-726-1834. Have them contact us on the website. We're more than happy to talk to them personally, but I don't do third-party information at all.
And better than that, just have them watch the show for a week.
Yeah, I mean, golly, do we not put enough information on the website?
And then that way they can make a decision if they want to do it. Another controversy.
Well, the articles.
Another controversy are chemtrails. You know, we covered this the other day. You know, Kennedy went and talked about this on Dr. Phil's show.
Yep.
I mean, he basically said it's probably DARPA, CIA. Yep. And he said he wants to look into it and try we stop it. And Dane Whittington, who's a friend of mine, great guy, said 40 to 60 million tons of these chemicals are being sprayed into the sky every single year. 40 to 60 million tons, Austin. And, I mean, it increases conductivity of the atmosphere. I understand that. But, wow. And he goes on to say, renowned climate engineering, you know, researcher Dane Whittington is finally waking up the public to the profound damage being done to them while collapsing the environment. Florida's Governor DeSantis has signed a law making geoengineering illegal in his state. Now, I haven't seen that one yet. And the new HHS Secretary Bobby Kennedy has recently admitted geoengineering is real and DARPA, a secret government agent, is doing it. Dark government forces are spraying toxic chemicals such as aluminum, radioactive coal ash, mercury, graphene, polymer fibers, and nanoparticulates. All are deadly poison over the skies in America. Many in the Trump administration know this destructive policy is going on, but are doing nothing to stop it, Whittington says. The bees are dying of symptoms resembling Alzheimer's disease and dementia because they're being packed full of aluminum. They can't even find their way back to the hive. It's happening to all of us as well. This is why we use the magnesium brain food, Austin. It helps pull heavy metals back out of the brain. It's not normal or natural to assume you are going to get Alzheimer's or dementia when you get up in your years. We are being trained, taught, and programmed to think this is normal. It's not normal, this whole Make America Healthy movement. I want people to stop and consider that Make America Healthy means absolutely nothing, zero, if we don't stop the contaminants raining down from our skies. 40 to 60 million tons. Focusing on food dyes, why this is going on, is ludicrous. What's way worse than polishing the rails of the Titanic as it sinks? How is this not real fight now for life? And he's right.
I agree with him, and I don't agree with that. I think the food dye is a huge factor because of how readily people consume it directly ingested into their bodies all across the country every single day.
Well, I agree with you on that, too. I realize we got to take a victory whenever we get one.
We have to work on multiple fronts.
But the reality is the government, and what's so funny about this is talking about foolish arguments. I've got a good friend of mine. This guy's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The guy's super wealthy. You know him. He lives over in Celebration. Yeah. And I shared with him the thing about the geoengineering years ago.
Yeah,
oh, no, that's all fake. Wait. I've talked to pilots, blah, 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 it's fake. And so I sent in the thing now with Dr. Phil and the HHS secretary. Crickets.
Well, dude, I mean, all you got to do is look up Operation Popeye from Vietnam War. 1967, we started massive cloud seeding experimentation over Vietnam to cause landslides and reduce troop movement with the Vietnamese. This is Operation Popeye from U.S. Air Force from 67.
We flooded the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Yes, exactly what we did. And so, I mean, you could do enough research to realize, hey, if we were doing this in the 60s and 70s, think about how much more advanced the technology has gotten with cloud seeding and weather warfare since the 60s and 70s. Come on.
But here's what's interesting about that. Let me just do a little segue back from that. We were in Vietnam because of poppy growth.
That's exactly
okay?
right.
We were growing huge amounts of heroin in the 60s to bring back in because Operation Gladio said that we had to fund troop movements and basically clandestine activities with the CIA, but we didn't want to go through Congress. And this, if you read the book Operation Gladio, The Unholy Alliance Between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia, you'll get a real handle on this. And what happened is when we flooded that Ho Chi Minh Trail, we got the whole climate in that area got so messed up, they couldn't grow poppy anymore. And so what they did – What they did, they moved the doggone growing of the poppies to Afghanistan. Yep. And it sat there for 30 years until the Taliban started shutting it down. And then finally they started running out of heroin for the doggone distribution for the mafioso groups that run the planet. And then we had to find a way to get into Afghanistan. Then we had 9/11. Yep. And suddenly now we're bombing Afghanistan, taking control of the poppy fields and getting rid of the Taliban there. And they're growing heroin again. It's like you said at the beginning of the show, it wasn't until we discovered how to make fentanyl, okay, which is much more potent than heroin or whatever.
Level
oh, dangerous. My gosh. Now, all of a sudden, we say, okay, oh, by the way, the war of Afghanistan's over now. I have friends of mine that were troops there. They had to police the poppy fields. They weren't allowed to touch the poppy fields. They sent me videos and pictures of the poppy fields, Austin, in Afghanistan.
They drive around them. They couldn't drive through them.
They couldn't drive through them.
Everything, I mean.
They wouldn't spray them with Roundup or glyphosate. They got to do that to our corn products in the United States. They could have wiped all of that stuff out, but they didn't want to do it. Well, it was funding the black ops.
And that's the ironic part about this when you see this. I mean, if you go back to the 60s and 70s during the Vietnam War, the Nixon administration completely denied about Operation Popeye. Denied. We have nothing to do. We don't know weather warfare. We have no operation. Then all of a sudden the classified information comes out, and it was super classified documentation back then. It was all secret Air Force missions that they were doing. And so you see what they do. You see how they lie to us. You see how they get on national television. We have no involvement in this whatsoever. We're not doing anything in this area at all. The American population needs the truth. We need transparency while they lie to us. And so, again, you got to take it at a certain point. Instead of just sitting there arguing with everyone, take a step back, do some research, go in some actual history.
Read the book, The Real Lincoln. You'll get a kick out
and
of that one.
And then decide, okay, is this a topic? But, I mean, Dane Whittington's right about the aspect we need to address this. The problem with it is, getting the food dyes out of the food supply is a much easier task than trying to control DARPA and Black Ops with the CIA with weather warfare. I'll just be honest with you on that.
But you think about it. We're getting food dyes out. We're getting fluoride out. That's a big deal.
Now, there's a probability we may be getting the COVID shot off the vaccine childhood shot schedule. That is enormous.
And now with Governor DeSantis and Kennedy talking about geoengineering, this is a huge, huge victory for us.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been so sick of it. You walk outside on a beautiful blue day, and here they come. Here they come. Now they're doing tic-tac-toe. One time I thought they were playing tic-tac-toe in the sky with us. They had a big grid. And I said, well, they might as well put X's and O's.
Yep.
Might as well do that. Now, this is just in our face. Does no one see this? And the sad part about it is, like I said, about foolish controversies and arguments. You show it to people. They're going, oh, no, that's just normal. It's a tic-tac-toe grid.
Yeah.
That's normal? Oh, that's just airplanes. No, it's not. They're spraying something. Oh, no, they're not. And you sit there and you argue with them. You think, this is a waste of time.
Well, and that's why I tell everybody, it's the best thing you can do right now, because you can't control that, is you control your own body and your health. That's why the GHI cleanse, the magnesium brain food, detoxifying your system, getting your inflammation down, cleaning your organs out, giving your body the nutrients that it needs. That's the things you can focus on. Because I know a lot of the shows, sometimes we got some heavy stuff. At the end of the day, you can only control what's going on in your life realistically, and maybe the areas around you, your city, your community, your involvement. So do your best to stay strong mentally and physically healthy. Continue to get the truth out there to people that want to hear, and stay up to date on a lot of the topics. So you stay educated, because an educated, healthy populace is a very hard populace to manipulate and control. That's a fact.
It is. They want you dumbed down.
Want you dumbed down, and they want you poor, and they want you stupid, and they want you lazy, and they want you out of shape.
And they want you sick.
They want you sick all the time.
Yeah, when you have a sick person who's dying of some other disease, they don't want to fight.
They don't care about anything.
They just want to stay alive, or they want to get to heaven. By the way, think about people that make bad choices. Nissan is going to cut 20,000 jobs globally as their sales have collapsed.
Nissan's on its way out if they're not careful.
Nissan, I mean, they have that Leaf. Was it a Leaf?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I remember I tried to look at one of those. The dealers didn't even want them because they said they weren't even safe to run on the highway. They were so light.
No, there's that one article came out. That guy bought his daughter one for college. He paid like $12,000-$13,000 for it. She had it for 6 months. Whole battery system failed on it. Mm-hmm. He took it to the dealer. They said, we can order you the battery for the battery's going to be like $12,000 installed. So the vehicle's worth nothing. So the vehicle's worth like the tires, like scrap metal. It's like $500.
The dealers don't even carry them. So when they make junk like that, they put it out, it's a problem. The only thing they've ever had were their Z cars that were pretty good.
And the GTR was great.
The GTR is still good, too. But
the GTR is discontinued.
But they were blowing transmissions.
Well,
they
were early phase. The new ones and the Nismo models and all that, they're going for a lot of money now. So the end of an era with that. So
I remember one time I was in a Corvette and I was racing a GTR at a quarter-mile strip, legally, by the way.
Yeah.
And he had a little GTR hat badge, everything else.
He grenaded
his transmission.
They had to shut down the racetrack. They had to go out there and clean it, scrub it.
They had to drag him off with a tractor.
Oh, hope you guys have a strong, safe night. Sorry about the visual. We're going to work on that after the show. We'll have it back up and running tomorrow. Have a safe, amazing night, my friends. We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow, as always.
I love you guys. I love praying for you. Thank you for your prayers. You mean the world to us, and thank you for your support. God bless.